You know, just to be specific, we went back to work today. You know, really tried to build on our success off of Sunday's game, and certainly that left plenty of things to do to improve and get better. And we're working on those things. And once again, you know, it's one day at a time, staying focused on the task at hand, and that's getting ready in all three phases and to play the Bucks on Sunday at home. You know, he's a big play guy. He's a builds-up speed guy. He's gotten behind some people. You know, they have two big receivers. They also have a third, you know, with some speed and still some good size. So, you know, their defense is going to get good work all week against the same type of players that they're going to be playing. And conversely, it's the same for us. But Mike is continuing to improve and has got big play ability, no doubt about it.
How do you think the familiarity with both sides affects the game planning and the entire game?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know, Rich. I mean, I think that, you know, we're focused here on really trying to do what we can do on our side and making sure we're right with our assignments and know where to be, know where to line up and those types of things. And, you know, everybody gets a chance to see the same tape, and that's really what everybody's working off week in and week out. And, you know, certainly there's familiarity on both sides of the ball, there's no doubt about it, and that could enter into it. But I think most importantly it's really the tape, the tendencies, and, you know, the matchups along the way.
Mark, when you look at the tape, are there ways that Josh is different now than he was even 9 months ago?
I don't see enough of that to think that. You know, he still moves around, makes plays. He's made some really good throws, some deep ball throws. He's escaped the pocket, has moved his feet, meet feet well, had run a few times when he's had an opportunity to run. So, you know, I see him, you know, pretty much in the same mode.
He said earlier that he's a little more relaxed lately than he was maybe before the injury. Have you seen his play ascend in the more recent video than
You know, I think that recently, I mean, I can't speak for him on that. I just think that the more he's in, the more he's working. You know, he was out of the lineup for a while. He was hurt. He's back in now. I would imagine because he's got some more playing time, they had success last week, that will significantly impact his, you know, certainly his confidence. And the reps he got, I'm sure, is going to benefit him as he moves forward this week. I did, or he did?
Josh did.
Okay.
You mentioned that the synergy he had with Jay throughout last season and how they both had a collective investment in one another. What struck you most about that, the working relationship?
Well, I think that they really did work together, and when the switch came up, Jay really took on the role of what Josh had done. I mean, just little things in the meeting rooms, working together, helping each other with the game plans. They just switched roles, really, which was you know, significant, certainly in helping Josh get ready on a weekly basis.
Do you think that Jay misses the absence of that type of uplifting veteran presence? Because he talked a couple times during the year about how he would come back to the sideline and there were things that Josh could give him from an experience standpoint or you know, just a vision standpoint.
You know, I think, Rich, I think they certainly had a relationship, you know, that was impactful during the course of the year. You know, I will say that, you know, Jimmy Clausen is taking on a lot of that role, and their relationship has grown as well, I think, through the course of the season. The exchange, the communication, I see a lot of that going on with the growth of their relationship as well. So, I mean, I think that's impactful here for us, and certainly you know, the guy who backs up a quarterback in the National Football League is generally a guy that there is relationship building, and that goes into not just off the field, certainly, but on the field in preparation.
Tampa Bay defense had maybe its best outing Sunday.
Yeah.
You
know, they got a quick turnover. You know, I'm watching the third down tape. They're hitting the quarterback. They're moving their coverages around. You know, they're playing different coverages and mixing it up. They're showing different fronts. McCoy and David, certainly excellent players. They've got some young players. They're playing hard. They're penetrating in their pass rush. They're doing it with more than four, sometimes five, sometimes six. It's all there on tape. And they're in the right place. They're creating some havoc. And as I said, the most significant thing is, you know, I've seen him hit the quarterback, you know, and they may not be getting the sacks, so to speak, but they are impacting impactful defensively with the pass rush.
Mark, with regard to complimentary football, how surprised or disappointed are you that just haven't gotten out of special teams what I imagine you hope you could?
Well, we're moving forward. We're coaching as hard as we can. We got a lot of young guys. There was a mistake last week that we made. There's some good things going on as well, but it's just the constant day-to-day improvement and trying to get better, in all three phases. And certainly one of those phases is special teams. We're focused in hard trying to train these new guys, these young guys, to do a better job around our punter and around Robbie.
And you pretty much just leave that in Jody's hands?
Well, we all work at it. I mean, we have people design in that area, but, special teams is fundamentals and techniques, and special teams goes to offense and predominantly defense because most of our defensive players are involved in that. But that's a day-to-day process. That's why we're here practicing. That's why we do the work, and it's never-ending as we try to continue to develop these guys and get them better. That's where we are.
Fair to say, in an analysis, it's more problematic than maybe originally thought?
Well, you work through the season, Mark. Nothing ever is, as you think it's going to be initially. Things change. They move forward. Sometimes they go backwards, whatever it might be. I mean, we recognize we got work to do, that we like our guys. We're going to continue to work with them and train them and try to get them better. We got a ways to go. We got a game on Sunday, and we're going to try to get them better on Sunday. Yeah, I think that, this is not something unusual. I mean, guys, the more we can do things together, oftentimes we can get better that way. It's another way to get better, another format for the guys. It's a positive thing, and it's encouraging that the guys are want to do those types of things.
Coach, you talked about their pass rush a little bit and how it's kind of struggled at times, but what does somebody like Gerald McCoy present knowing that he can press the pocket?
Well, yeah, he can. I mean, he's a penetrator in the run game. He's a penetrator in the pass game. He gets on an edge. He's got as quick a get off as anybody in the league. He's the focal point. They've got good players around him, but he's certainly a focal point. And we got to know where he is, and pretty much we know. And he's a force. He's a force. He's a relentless player. And he's exactly what the defense needs in terms of getting started with their pass rush and. He's a legitimate player, no doubt about it. A very good player.